Well, it didn't work out quite like I expected. Let's try that again. All right, awesome. Now we're kicking it. Now we're live. Welcome to Next Generation, everybody. Sorry about the audio issues there. I was in the process of flipping on the mixer and clicking on something, and something popped up that I wasn't aware was popped up. And yeah, I had all kinds of issues, but we're okay. We're good now. Live on the YouTubes here, and we're also simulcast over on gunchannels.com as well. I'm going to grab that link because gunchannels.com is where all the cool kids hang out. So get over there and check out everything that's going on. Speaking of that Gun Channels side, pull the room up here. Looks like Dusty. Dusty's got a bunch of Z's by his name. He may be napping out there, but I show him there. And then Mr. Rick is over there as well. Speaking of Rick, it's a good thing he's over there. I want to give him a little shout out. I've been trying to do that lately. He's got a show, Rick's Life as I See It. He comes on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so get over there, check that out. But he has an Indiegogo campaign running, trying to raise money to get some patches and stickers and all that. And if you're familiar with his show or you go check it out, you'll realize real quickly that he gives a lot of that stuff away. Most of it is giveaway stuff. So it's not like he's sharing it. Selling it, I should say, or making money off of it or anything like that. So, yeah, if you can maybe throw a few bucks his way to help with that project, that would be super duper cool. And then what else do we have here before we get off into the show here? Oh, I got you. We've got something special that starts this week with this show is a giveaway that we're going to start doing. We're not going to do anything actually during the show, so I'll explain how this works, and I'll go over this at the end of the show as well, just for those that come in late. But as you all know, we go live, and then these go to replay, and then from there they go to podcast form and other things, right? Well, there will be a question in the comments section there once this goes into replay. And if you comment your answer to that question, and it'll be just a random question. It'll be something like, what's your favorite color or your favorite flavor of ice cream or, you know, something like that, most likely. But if you actually reply to that question within 24 hours, okay, then you are eligible for an entry to win a prize. And what we're going to do is, of course, draw from those that reply to that question. Now, as a bonus, I'm also going to do the same thing over on gunstreamer.com. So let me drop a link. Pete says, is this live? I don't know what he's talking about. There's Pete Ortega. Yes, we are live, Pete. This will go to gunstreamer.com as well. If you go over to gunstreamer.com and go through the comments and do the same thing, you get two entries into the drawing for the prize. So, comment within 24 hours, either place or both, and you're good to go. So, the final piece of business that we need to take care of here real quick is I want to thank Gear Websites because they have come on, been talking with them, and so they are now partially responsible for making this show happen. So we'll throw out there the link for Gear Websites, of course. And I don't want to necessarily say sponsored by, but they are doing some things for us, and we really appreciate it. And if you're familiar with the channel, you watch any of the Meltime videos or things we do, you know all the swag that I've picked up from Gear Websites. They've got cool stuff, patches, playing cards, you name it. So with that said, let's run this thing through the YouTube side right now and see who we have out there. Looks like Grandpa Stanley's in the house. Gunpowder Beauty's out there. The Mohawk Boy, Midnight Range TM, the 1% Rich White, hanging out. Two Live Moo in the house with us. Patriots out there. The Gun Snob is here. JBP, Mr. John Brown, how are you? The Guitar Man, Pete, is in the house. The Tactical Pickle, Calaveras, is out there, as well as Night Hog. I see you popping in. Everybody be good, because the boss is here. I see Casino Boss is out there, Double A. That's Armament and Axes. Clint's with us. Einstein, Mr. General Relativity's here. Too Hottie is out there. Did I already say Too Hottie? I don't think I did, and I don't want to miss him. So welcome. Got a couple of gentlemen that need little introduction that is going to help me here on the panel tonight. But we will let them do their introductions nonetheless. We got Mike with Munition Weapons Tactical. How are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing great. How's everyone doing tonight? And thanks for having me on the panel.
You bet. Welcome anytime, brother. Ghost is with us. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me. I want to do a special shout out. Apparently, you and I have a big fan in the in Jesse and Troy Rose household out there. Gunpowder said that 3-year-old son Riley is listening, and when it kicked on, he said Ghost and Leprechaun. So I want to send a big shout out to the 3-year-old Mr. Riley out there. Thanks for watching, buddy.
That's awesome. That may be the youngest viewer yet, right? So. Looks like Guns and Glory dropping in. Just so you're aware, before we kick this off, and we're fixing to here in a matter of seconds, but before we kick this off, if you're out there in the chats, if you don't type, if you don't participate in those chats, then we don't know you're out there, and we certainly want to know that you're out there. As we're going through and talking with our guest here, not real sure that I'll be able to do any shout-outs, but if you want to ask questions, perfectly fine. Just tag someone, either myself or someone on the panel out there, so that we can pick those questions up a little bit quicker. As you know, when you tag somebody, it highlights them. So without further ado, we have youth competitive shooter Issa here, fresh back from Nationals, which we'll talk about hopefully here shortly, and her dad as well, Rob. How are y'all doing?
Great, thank
good,
you.
Good, Chris. How are you guys?
Bet. First of all, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. These shows have been exciting for me. Hopefully, exciting for the audience and the guest as well. If you would, Issa, I know that in pre-chat there you'd started to kind of tell the story, but how did you first get involved in shooting? When was the first time and What was the situation around the first time you ever went out to the range or shot a rifle or pistol or whatever?
The first time I ever shot a gun was when we went out to the ranch. I shot a .22 pistol, iron sights, and it was my dad's, and he had it there. And so, like, we just started having fun with them. But, like, the first time I went to the range, I had just came from physical therapy, and my mom was taking me, and I was like, where are we going? She's like, we're going shooting. I was like, okay, let's go. So we were going, and I show up, and I didn't know what was going on at all. Like, I hadn't really shot in a while. And so I started, like, getting – I started off with a pistol. Like, I get practices and stuff like that. And then, like, we started getting, like, more involved, and as I got better, I moved to rifle iron sights, and that's what I've been competing with ever since.
Awesome. Now, did you get involved with a club or an organization there where you live?
Yes. South Texas Shooters.
Okay. Okay. And is that open to anyone in the area, or how does that work? And yes, and Rob, you can jump in if you need to.
Sure. It's a Scholastic Action Shooting Program, and it's mm-hmm. open for kids from 8 or 9 all the way up to 18.
Okay.
So, okay. And they shoot, Issa shoots, rifle iron, rifle optic, rimfire pistol, 9mm for the bigger kids, and PCC.
Rifle iron, rifle. Okay, awesome. Very cool. Very cool indeed. So, Nationals, let's talk about that, I guess, just for a minute. I'm sure that's fresh on your brain there.
Yes.
Was this your first year at Nationals?
Yes, it was. This is my first year on the team.
Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome. And what did you compete in at Nationals?
I shot my rimfire iron sights rifle, and I'm in the intermediate division, and so it was SASP, Scholastic Action Shooting Program, and we went to Ohio, and that's where the competition was, and of course, I was a little nervous, but, like, I came through that. Like, I thought of it as, like, just another match that we have at home. But I ended up – my squad ended up placing third place. And then I got second high overall for my category.
Wow. That's pretty awesome for the
– Thank you.
For the national level. So, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Now, you said your team. Is that like a combined score where everybody kind of has to pull their weight? Is that how
yes.
it works?
My squad was the like what placed third place, and a squad's made up of four people, and so there's rookie, intermediate, and then varsity levels, and then like rookies like elementary, and then intermediate to middle school, and then varsity and such is like high school, and so yes. There, it's made up of four people, and all those people are, of course, like competing with the same gun. And so, in like the scores, how it works is that you add up everybody's time, and that's like how the squad places. And but like individually, it's like you add up all of your string times, and that's how you get your overall time.
Okay, so they take the overall from the squad.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. That's interesting. So being your first time at Nationals, as far as how you felt were you nervous when you got there, or was it just another match for you? How did you feel about all of that? Was it overwhelming to you at all?
Honestly, at first it was, and I was the first one to shoot like in my squad, and so I was a little nervous because I was like, that was my first year. And we also had, like, three other rookies on our squad. But, like, there was, like, one person who had been on the team before. But, like, there was three rookies. And so we were – yeah, I was a little nervous. But one of the other people on my squad was, like, just think of it as another match. And that helped, like, calm the nerves and everything.
Right. I can imagine. And I'm sure that Ohio, that's a long way from home.
Yes.
So have you traveled – you know,
we
that
flew,
far before?
But mm-hmm. It was, not driving wise. It's a 24-hour drive, but we flew.
Okay. Well, that was probably fun trying to bring your firearms with you. Or fun for dad, anyway.
We actually had somebody else on the team take our...
Oh, okay. So you had like an equipment.
Somebody who was driving.
Oh, okay. That certainly helps. Yeah. Like, that would be really fun having to do all of that and check a bunch of rifles and stuff onto a plane. And what a pain that would be. Now, as far as outside of Ohio, have you traveled really far, you know, to any other place that's far away for matches?
Not for shooting, no.
Okay. So most of it local or within Texas, or how does that
most
work?
Most of it's in Texas. Like we went to Corpus. We've gone to Corpus a few times, and then I went to Burnett from a state match.
Oh, okay. Because even in Texas, it can be a long way away.
Yes, for sure. I went to A&M for one of my competitions, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they hold quite a few down there at A&M. So let's get Ghost. Anything out there? Any questions? Anything you wanna bring up?
Yeah, Guitar Man Pete up there has a question, and it says this question for Issa. It says, do you have any recommendations for very young or small size shooters to start with?
For sure, rifle optic. But in my opinion, I think optic's a little harder. But like nobody else thinks that.
I agree.
Yeah. So for sure, a rifle, I think, in my opinion.
So that, I want to follow up on that just real quick. Why do you, because I agree with you on optic is harder. Mm-hmm. Can you explain why it's harder? I'm just wondering if your reasoning is the same as mine.
So I started with iron before optic. And so I got used to iron. And so I don't know, my thing's iron sights. And so like whenever I would shoot optic, it was different for me.
Yeah. For me, it's one of them situations with optic. It's like things are magnified to a point that you literally see your pulse. and you, do you understand what I'm saying? You've probably seen that before. And with iron sights, everything lines up, and you just don't get that jump in the rifle.
I was actually at a match one time, and it was my last course of fire, and something my rear sights had like gone down, and I thought they broke or something. So I shot the course of fire and all five strings with no rear sights, and I actually did better in that course of fire than on a previous one, so I was pretty proud of that.
Wow, you shot with no rear sights, really?
Yes.
And so what was going through your mind when that happened? I'm just curious. Most people, I would say kids, but even adults would probably be freaking out at that point.
Dad took them off because one of his friends, he was like, "Oh, she's a better shot than you." So I thought he was sabotaging me or something.
That's interesting. So how did you get your sight alignment? What did you use something off of the rifle or?
But like I always practice like at the range, mm-hmm. like my anchor points, like where I have my rifle, and so I just went off of that.
Okay, so it was like a muscle memory thing.
Yes.
That's cool. Very cool. I'm sorry, Ghost. I didn't mean to jump in there. Did you have something else?
I can Ghost if you want. I think it's Savage that makes a Cricket. It's a 22, and it's for small shooters. It's a really neat gun. It's bolt action, if I remember correctly. So mm-hmm. if that person wants to get his son into shooting rimfires, that Cricket is a good rifle to start with.
The Savage is the Rascal.
Rascal, yeah.
Is it the one that's got the AccuTrigger on it? Is that the one you're thinking about?
Don't remember. I just remember it being really little. And I want to say, yeah, it's the Rascal, though.
Okay. Cause the Cricket is, too. The Cricket cocks from the rear, though. That's the one weird thing about that Cricket that I prefer the Rascal when you're talking about little kids over the Cricket, because the Cricket is hard. You have to cock it from the rear, and it's really hard to do. Ghost, are you still here?
Of course.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Were you done? I kind of jumped in there on that. And
oh, yeah, yeah. I just wanted to catch you up on Pete's question out there. And
Okay, awesome. Mike, anything you want to jump in with?
Just what actually sparked your interest in firearms before competition, and then what got you into competition?
So I've always thought that like shooting guns is really fun. So like I enjoy doing it. And then for competitions, there was always some like where we practice, like at the range we practice at, they would always hold some matches like every other Saturday. And so when my team would go, I would tag along and I would compete, and it started being like a lot of fun and stuff like that. So I just like kept getting more into it, and next year I want to be like more involved with it.
Okay. Now, how old are you? I didn't even ask.
I'm 14.
Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome. Now, do you do anything? Cause you talked about the rookies and the kids that have been the younger kids or those that's been in there less than you. And I know you haven't necessarily been doing this a long time, but do you find yourself helping them sometimes, kind of being a coach and a mentor? Is that something that you do? And if so, do you enjoy doing that?
Yes. It's fun. And then like seeing them like shoot, it's cute. I'll help them out with like anything that they need help with and stuff like that. And like how to shoot and like what order and stuff like that.
Okay. Awesome. Cause I know that some of the, some of the older kids, 14, 15, whatever, 16 years old, that some of the kids that are 8 or 9 years old, they almost look to you as an adult in a way.
Yes.
Unlike a lot of times with coaches, they'll actually listen to you. So it's really good when you have those junior shooters that are able to help the really younger kids. It's really a plus for everybody. Now, Jeff out there is asking, are there any, do you have any plans or are you wanting to shoot any other types of matches or competitions? Is that anything you've thought about?
Yes. I competed in a steel challenge match about like a week and a half ago, and that was my first time, and I prefer that more than SPSA. And really? I enjoy that a lot. So I want to get like more involved with stuff like that and like precision.
And why is that with Steel Challenge?
It like changed it up. And then there was this one stage where we would shoot two targets and then we'd run to another box and we'd shoot the rest. And I had a lot of fun with that.
Okay.
And then awesome. Like eventually I want to shoot 3-gun and get into stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's a natural progression. Mm-hmm. I think is to do a lot of people, they do the steel challenge and then they go from there a lot of times into 3-gun. So, I think that's something. I know for myself, I have never done steel challenge. Most of what I've done and my daughter, youngest daughter, did things like that was more precision based.
Yeah,
rather than speed. Yeah, it was more 3-position and light rifle and things mm-hmm. like that. So I've never done any of that. And I've actually got a match coming up the 11th of August, my first steel challenge match. So, I'm more than twice your age. Well, actually, I'm more like 3 times your age.
And, I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, I'm bad at my math here. Yeah, like 3 times your age. And I'm just now having my first steel challenge match, so that's pretty awesome that you've been through that. I may have to ask you for pointers.
Of course.
Now, Armament Axis, he's asking, do you know what city or where the Nationals were in Ohio? He actually lives in Ohio. I think that's why he's asking.
Oh, it was held in Marengo, Ohio.
Okay. I have no clue where that's at, but... But he does, apparently. Now, this may also be a little more of a dad question, but Guitar Man Pete is asking out there, do you have any type of a website, social media page, anything like that where people can kind of follow what you're doing?
Not me, but...
Okay. Or does the team?
Yes, the team does. It's called South Texas Shooters.
Okay. So, we can throw that out there. Guitar Man, just go over there and look for South Texas Shooters, and I'll try to look and maybe find something. Do we I don't see any questions out there.
Clover, I got one if you don't mind.
But yeah, go ahead.
I was just wanting to know for people that are out there listening, maybe even replay, that are thinking about getting into it, can you go through the different types of guns and which ones you use in each platform?
So there's pistol 22 and then rifle, iron sights and optic 22s, and then 9mm for like the more experienced kids, and then they just added PCC this year, so there's those 5 guns, and then we'll see like what they bring in the future and stuff like that.
Yeah, I shoot IDPA and I've done a little PCC as well, but mm-hmm. Have you shot PCC yet?
Yes, I have twice.
What kind of carbine are you using?
It was a CZ, but she didn't compete in it. She just
shot. Oh yeah, I shot in like a side match.
The Scorpion?
Yes, the Scorpion.
Ooh. Oh, very nice, very nice.
I'm a little jealous now.
Gotcha. I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
All right, this is more for the dad. All right, so. What prompted you to say, okay, I want to get you into competition shooting? Or did your daughter come to you and say, hey, dad, I want to get into competition shooting? And then you researched it.
So I understand the importance of having extracurricular activities away from school, and she wasn't picking one. So I found one that I thought I could help with. So that's what we started. That's how we got into this, is I needed her to do something away from school, and it worked out. She took to it. She listens to what the coaches have to say. She understands what's going on, and she's able to apply what she hears. So, I mean, she's a first-time shooter. She competed with open sights at a national competition and got second place out of 78 shooters. So we're pretty excited, and I'm very happy that she took to this, because we're having a hard time finding something that she liked.
Yeah, it sounds like you found your calling. Now, yes. What's the conversation between mom and dad like about the whole shooting aspect? Because my mom didn't even want me playing basketball in school, you know, but my dad wanted me to do everything.
Yeah. So she's very supportive. Mom is very supportive of everybody's actually been very supportive of this. And it's really nice to have that support. You know, nobody's been negative. And of course, it's that just makes it that much better, you know, that we have so much support and everybody's pulling for us and they're excited to see us compete. So it's been really great.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's real awesome.
Now, you know, going back to the whole, you know, she wouldn't, you know, find a, you know, didn't have an activity thing. This is for Issa. Why? Why was shooting sports appealing and nothing else was? What was it about shooting sports that was different?
At first, my dad just put me in it whether I liked it or not.
Okay.
But I ended up liking it, and I had a knee injury, so I couldn't really do sports. So,
oh, okay.
And then shooting wasn't really like an impact sport, like on my knee, so it worked out great.
Okay, that makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as that, since we're talking about, you know, we were talking about school and stuff like that. Obviously, you're not involved with sports and things like that, but are you involved in any clubs or anything like that with your school?
I'm in NJHS.
Okay.
National Junior Honor Society. And then I did FCA sometimes, Fellowship Christian for Athletes. Okay. And then hopefully student council in the future.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. So that means you make good grades then, right?
Yes, I do.
And is that a requirement for the program that you're with or sponsors? Is that something that has to be done in order for you to compete?
No, not for shooting.
Okay. Cool.
Clover, I've got a question on the chat.
Go ahead, jump in.
I'm going to rephrase it a little bit. It's from William Trader. Uh-huh. I want to rephrase it a little bit. And this is both for Issa and for Rob. So you guys can take your own. But, you know, I'm going to rephrase his question because I don't know if the question is kind of relevant. But what I'll say is this. Are there people in your friends or community that are skeptical about you at such a young age involved in the shooting sports? I mean, there's a lot of people out there in the world that are anti-gun. Do you guys ever get any comments made?
There is anybody in our social network that feels that way. They haven't expressed it to us. And I appreciate the Second Amendment. I enjoy what we do. I really enjoy the sport. But nobody's ever voiced that to me. I don't throw it in anybody's face either. I'm just like, this is what we do. This is why we do it. And the biggest benefit is that I spend so much time with her driving to and from the range, practice, that it's just our relationship has really grown. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest benefit from this. So that's really the plus of this. That's not what was intended, but that's the result of having participated in this.
Well, and I think there's all kinds of little things like that, microcosms, if you will, that happen. From spending time together to practicing, and then for, you know, Issa and other kids that are into it as well, applying, you know, having those, it's goals, right? Having those goals is really important. You have a goal for today. You have a goal for tomorrow. You have a goal for next week. You know, it's not like major life goals. Because as adults, we have goals. Now, our goals are we have to pay off the mortgage and we have to pay off the new car a lot of times and things like that. But having those goals and working toward them, I think, is another microcosm that a lot of people don't think about. But you said it earlier, Rob, about, you know, all the support and everything. And I think that, you know, all the political rhetoric and feelings aside, I think when it comes down to it, I see very few involved in shooting sports that really have to put up with a lot of that. It seems like for the most part, everybody is supportive. I mean, they see it for what it is, which is a sport. And it's sad that everybody doesn't see it that way, sure. But at the end of the day, I think that I think they realize the benefits of it. Mike, anything you want to jump in with?
Once again, another question for the father. What's your shooting background?
I was in the Navy. So I joined the Navy like everybody else out of high school. And I was an expert marksman. So that's where my professional shooting started, was in the Navy. But growing up, you know, I shot a BB gun. I had a Red Ryder, graduated to a 22. When I was in high school, we started hunting dove. And that was it, really. I never really did any large animal hunting until about 2 years ago. So it was more just like a pastime thing for me. But I knew I was good at it. And I felt that with what I had learned, I could maybe pass some of that knowledge down to her. So that was a little bit of an encouragement or, I don't know, just maybe a segue for her and something that we could both walk away from having gained a better relationship. But like I said, that wasn't intended. That was just something that happened.
Right. Interesting. Now, as far as sponsors, do you have any squad or team sponsors?
We currently don't.
Okay.
Some of the kids that are on the team that have been doing this a lot longer, they do have sponsors. Okay. You know, we had people help us out to get to nationals, but to say there's a contract or, you know, sure, we're affiliated in any manner, no. But yes, really. Okay. People did help us get to nationals.
Sure. So this program is kind of everybody has to pay their own way, I guess, is what you're
right.
What you're saying,
right,
basically. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I know some. I mean, we talked to Ryan a couple of weeks ago. He obviously college team, and they got a little bit of the budget set aside for them, and then the rest they have to work off of sponsors. And then last week Mia, she had a few sponsors, but then they had to foot the bill, of course, like you guys do for the rest of it. So and it could get expensive quick. A lot of people don't realize. How much, Issa? How often do you practice?
So during the school year, I have practice with the team on Mondays once a week. And then maybe like if my dad and I have time, we'll go to the range for probably like another hour after school. But during the summer, we have practices Monday and Friday, I'm sorry. And then if we have time, we'll go like once a week, my dad and I.
Okay. And about how many rounds do you fire when you practice?
So each string we get 10 rounds and there's five plates, and so there's five there, but like of course we have like our makeup shots and such, so probably about, I don't know,
they could shoot up to 50 rounds at a match, but okay, during practice we're at the range for a couple hours,
right,
and depending on what we're training, you know, whether it's going to be one shot drills or transitioning targets,
double taps,
depends on what we're doing. But when it's her and I, we're there for about 2 hours. And when we practice with the team, she probably runs through the course of fire three times.
Okay.
And it's about another hour and a half or so with them.
Gotcha. Okay. So I could get into a couple hundred rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And do you have a preferred ammunition? A lot of people are picky with that.
For practice ammo, I like Aguila, but like competitively, Browning or CCI.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Ghost or Mike? And that question was basically from Cassandra out there, by the way. I reworded it a little bit, but same question. She was asking, how often do you practice? Yeah, if either one of you want to jump in, I'll scroll through and look for more questions.
All right. Here's my question to you, both of you, father and daughter. Every competition shooter is picky about their ammo, down to the specific grain. What is your determining factor? And she already stated what her favorite was, but what is your determining factor to choose that particular ammo?
So I'm not sure. That's just like what works for me and my gun. So
that's what I was fixing to say. It just works, Mike.
Yeah.
It just works. Come on.
So, no, I'm just saying because it's just I got this philosophy and everybody thinks I'm crazy when I say this, but certain ammo that I use, I think it bounces in my barrel when another ammo I use, it feels like it's tight and comes out how I want it to come out.
Yeah.
So I was looking at like a story point like that.
And you know, the same ammo, even in the same, you know, you could go buy two of the same pistol, whatever it is, rifle, whatever it is, but you could go buy two of the exact same model from the exact same place, and one of them will like one ammo and one of them won't. It's weird how that is sometimes. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and you'll get that with the ammo companies. If it's different batches, it's just going to be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. We used a lot of Ellie ammo, which is expensive. We didn't use it for practice, obviously. But we used it for matches. And what they do, and I'm glad you brought that up, Rob, about the batches. They actually mark on their boxes the batch number.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, if you buy 1,000 rounds today and then, you know, you have to, in a couple of months, you buy 1,000 more. Well, if it's a different batch number, then you can go through and adjust sights or, you know, do what you need to do because it may be off, you know, your point of impact may be off just a little bit on it. So that's, it's definitely something when you get into precision, we're talking precision with that. if you're shooting at a larger target, precision is not quite as important, you know.
There's just different characteristics that we like about each ammo that she mentioned. And there's different aspects that we like for practice and there's different aspects that we like for competition. So, but those are the three staples, if you will, that we use.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess probably this may be for Rob because I'm not thinking of anything outside of probably looking into maybe some 4-H clubs. But Lewis out there, he says, does anybody know of any youth clubs around the Houston area? And do y'all know of anything out of the Houston area that?
I'm not familiar with any clubs out there, but if he was to Google SASP, TSYRA, I think. And anything like that, it'll come up. I mean, there's clubs everywhere. We went to nationals. There was a club from Maine. There was a club from Arizona. We had two teams from Washington State, Florida. So there's, and I mean, Texas is Texas. So you're going to have a shooting club in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I'm not familiar with any names, but if he was to Google SASP in Houston, I'm sure he'd hit something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. SASP, Scholastic Action Shooting Sports, right? Shooting program. Sorry. And then, also look into, here I'm involved, all across the state actually with 4-H. So we've got 4-H shooting sports. Look into that. That can open some doors into some other things, of course. So to answer Lewis's question out there. Guitar Man Pete's got a good one. He says question for Dad, but I think Issa could probably handle this. What type of iron ear equipment do you have a preference on that? Things you prefer?
Yes, I have polarized Oakleys. I prefer those 100% over clear eyes. And then I don't like outer ear protection, but if I need it, I'll use it like at indoor ranges and such. But I prefer like the ones that you stick in your ears.
And is it because the must kind of get in the way of your weld on the rifle?
No, that doesn't affect me, but like I don't know, sometimes it'll get like uncomfortable. And so the ones that like that just go in your ears, it's easier.
Right. It's definitely hotter, especially when you're here in Texas. And you've got things covering your ears. It's it's horrible for sure.
And then if I'm wearing earrings, it'll like poke me. So I just prefer the smaller ones.
Right. Right. Now back to kind of getting back into, you know, I don't know, a little bit of a non-shooting thing for you. Your friends there in the area. Are your friends primarily, I'm guessing your team and your squad, all of that is friends. Do you have friends that aren't involved in that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And is there certain hobbies and activities that you, outside of shooting, that you enjoy doing?
I do in the summer, I do an engineering camp and for like 7 weeks. So like that keeps me busy. And then with during the school year, I'm real busy with school.
Right. Gotcha. Well, I mean, if you're with your grades, you kind of, school probably takes up. Mm-hmm. If you're not shooting, you're doing schoolwork, right?
Yes.
So William out there, he says, are you looking at becoming a future Olympic competitor? Is that something you thought about?
Yeah, I've thought about doing that when I'm older.
Really? Cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And Einstein out there is asking, have you ever shot any charity events?
Yes, we've had some fundraiser events like here at home and then in Corpus Christi too. And so they'll have like fundraisers for like schools or stuff like that. So we'll compete in those like as a team.
Awesome. Now I'm not sure what Jeff Williams. Do y'all know Jeff Williams?
Yes, we do. Oh,
okay. Okay. Yes. I kind of assumed that, by the way, the chat was going out there. He said he was going to get you some of the LED to try for your matches. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's actually the reason we got into this.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah. Well, good job. Well done. Applause. Kudos, Mr. Jeff. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, Jeff got me into USPSA. I think this is what it's called, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I learned about this program. And then we had a friend whose kid was doing it. So, yeah, it's Jeff's fault.
Awesome.
He was actually the RO who told me that I shoot better than my dad.
Uh-oh. So you opened that can of worms. You did it, not me. But I'm going to follow up on that. How does that pair off? Do you compete against your dad every now and then? Does that happen?
Sometimes.
Or does he know better at this point?
He'll compete in like some matches that are like for fundraisers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But or like we'll be like shooting at the range together, like just me and him, and we'll see how that goes.
Are you more driven if you're shooting against him, or and more focused because you want to beat him, or is it just relaxing for you? So it is. It's actually motivation. Okay. So what you're saying is, when you're in a match, in a regular match, you just picture yourself shooting against your dad, and you're good, right? Is that what you're saying?
He doesn't compete in all of them, but it's fun. Yeah.
All right. Now, Armin Axis is out there. He's picking on Mike. He said, Mike, if the bullet's bouncing around in your barrel, you may have the wrong ammo for the gun. So,
hey, I just got a picky mind sometimes.
Right. I can just picture it. That's a funny thought. Mike is out there shooting a gun and the ammo is bouncing around in the barrel. Do you have anything you want to follow up with anything real quick, Mike?
No, we can continue. I'm straight from it right now.
Okay, cool. Ghost, what about you?
I'm good right now.
Okay, awesome. Now you talked a little bit about the 9mm thing. I know that's not anything that you shoot, but you're around it, I'm assuming, right? With the older kids.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you have to be older to shoot, or is that
just a choice that you make? You can be, of course, well, like, you can be however old. Like, there's not an age limit, but it's mostly the kids who have been on the team longer, like, for, like, a few years now. And so they mastered, like, the 22 pistol, so they moved up to 9mm.
Okay. I got you. And is that something you're looking at doing later on?
Later on, yes. But, like, next year I'm going to shoot my rifle iron sights, my optic rifle, and my 22 pistol competitively.
Okay. Awesome. Now on the 9mm and the bigger stuff, in your personal time when you're just going out to the range or whatever and maybe having fun, have you shot things like that in the past?
Yes. My dad has a 40 handgun, and so I'll shoot that. Or he has a 5.56, and we'll have fun with that at the range.
Okay. Awesome. Do you do any hunting down there at all?
I've only been dove hunting, and I shot it with the 410.
Really?
Shotgun, yeah. We went to our friend's house, and they're, like, out of city limits, so, like, it was safe to shoot there. And they had a 410, and so that was, like, the first day of dove hunting. And so I borrowed theirs, and I liked it. And the next day, they invited us over again, and we went to Academy and actually bought a 410.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, 410. Dove hunting with a 410. It's not my choice. I do good to get them with a 12-gauge. But
yes.
Now, you know, that brings up a whole other dynamic with the shotgun sports and the shotgun games. Have you ever played around with trapping skeet, sporting clays, anything like that?
No, I've never shot skeet, but I want to soon.
That's a whole other ball game.
Yes.
Definitely.
We'll try to deter that one.
Let's see. So I'm going through, trying to go through some of these and see if we got, they're liking the fact that you shoot the 40 out there. They think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's a question from, I'm a butcher this name, but please don't hold it against me. G Tarman Pete.
Yeah. Guitar Man.
Okay. Oh, Guitar Man. Okay. Well, I butchered that one up. It went over my head, but, his question is, or their question is, how does a dad be supportive and not overbearing when trying to help a new shooter without being too lax?
Ah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Let me translate that for you, Issa. what that means is your dad kind of hands off, or is he all up in your Kool-Aid?
No. Well, like, when we shot Steel Challenge for fun, like, it wasn't, like, a match to us. So, he was, like, he wasn't on my shoulder. Like, he competed in that one. And so, he wasn't, like, reminding me, like to focus and stuff like that. So, it was fun. But, like, in SASP matches, like, he'll, like, we have, like, our sayings that we say, like, to, like, calm me down and, like, breathing exercises and stuff like that. So, like, before or after I shoot a course of fire, he'll remind me like what those sayings are and stuff like that. They're like, he'll tell me like smooth is fast and fast is smooth. Like that one gets annoying sometimes, but it helps. Right. And then we have our breathing exercise. We breathe in for 5 seconds and then hold for 7 and then exhale. And that one's helpful.
So if I can follow up with that.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
So it's challenging as a dad. And what really helped is we went out to shoot with the 4-H, and there was a coach out there, and I had to take a back seat and just let him do what coaches do. And I really had to put things into perspective because I didn't want to turn her off by being so overbearing. So I'd let them coach them, and I just step back, and that really helps because at the end of the day, we're just dad, and the coach is a coach. So, and then when we're on our own, I just reiterate what the coach has taught, and I emphasize on what it is that I know will work, and I let it happen. And just, like I said, she's receptive and she listens. And if it gets to a point where it's just too much and nothing's sinking in, the information's not coming in, and she's just not listening, then we'll shut it down, and we'll just take a break. We'll I'll end practice on something positive. I'll set up an easy shot for her. That way I know she can connect, and we'll walk off. We'll pack everything up and then take off. But I always want to end practice in a positive manner. Mm-hmm. And right. I make it a point not to be that guy. So
the little league dad. That's what
yeah,
I call him.
Little league dad. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, you know, something that to kind of play off that, Rob, for just a second, when, you know, we all kind of come up our own way and we learn, you know, we learn from dad or grandfather, or, you know, you were talking about being in the Navy and some stuff like that. Are there things that you see coaches are doing with ISA that's not the way you did it? Have you had any type of conflict as far as the way that she's been coached and stuff like that?
I can't say that I have.
Okay.
There is a coach that encourages them to shoot a lot faster than I do. And mm-hmm. I'm fine with it because eventually she's going to have to learn to shoot faster to stay competitive. So, yeah. And that's what their coaches are there for. So,
yeah, but no, yeah. I wasn't meaning arguing with the guy, but no. You know, yeah, sometimes just people do things differently. They coach differently.
So yeah, not really. The coaches that we have are pretty knowledgeable. And, once the kid develops his style, then it works. They let the kid stick with it. So right. we've been pretty good. Of course, when they're doing these SAS matches, they're static. They're not running around. They're not doing any of that stuff. So it's, you know, it's pretty simple for now.
Right. Gotcha. Now, Issa, there was a question out there about your very first match. Do you remember your very first match and how did that go?
I don't remember it well, but yes, I remember it. I remember I hadn't shot some of the Courses of Fires. Like, yeah, there's four in SASP, and SASP was my first match. And, like, at practice, we'll have, like, one or two base set up, like, with the stages. And so I didn't really know how to shoot some of them, but, yeah, I remember it.
Awesome. And nervous, I'm guessing, very nervous.
A little, yeah.
So as far as just to kind of jump back on future stuff for a few minutes and looking forward, are you thinking about college, thinking about what you want to do after high school and all of that, or are you just kind of living in the moment right now?
No, for sure I want to go to college, and it would be cool to, like, be on a shooting team for college. And so A&M, the marksmanship unit, that seems fun.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, there's here in Texas, there's a lot of colleges that have shooting teams. It's getting more and more prevalent across the country, and they're starting mm-hmm. to do scholarships and a lot of other cool things. We learned that from Ryan a couple of weeks ago. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. What about competitions? You got any matches coming up you're looking forward to?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Taking a break.
I can imagine. Is this kind of the slow time during the summer? Does it yes. kinda, after nationals is kind of a
the season's like all year round, and then that's for everybody. And then the people who don't go to nationals, they don't go to practice anymore. And so then, like, after the school year ends, it's just the national kids. And then after nationals, the season starts up in again early September.
Okay. So you get a couple months to
yes.
just kind of hang out, watch movies, all that mm-hmm. good kind of stuff. What's your favorite kind of movie? Or what's your favorite movie? Favorite movie. Let's make it more difficult.
Favorite movie.
Movie you watch all the time. It's your go-to.
Not sure. I don't know. I don't think I have one.
That's probably good. That means you don't watch too much TV. So that's probably a good thing. Ghost, you got anything?
Yeah. You know, when you shoot competitively, when you go to these matches, and I know most of the time you're in a squad, but if you're going to an individual match, Do you try to beat the other people that you're paired up in a squad against, or are you just trying to shoot the best you can and whatever happens, happens? Because I shoot IDPA and some people are very, very competitive towards individual people, and then some could really even care less what you shoot as long as they're shooting well. But how do you focus? Do you focus on what you can do, or are you trying to beat other people?
Of course, I'm like gonna like I know what I'm capable of and what I'm not, so I focus on that. But of course, like when you're there, we know everybody's like the competition that who's like shooting what we're shooting. So we don't focus on that. But like me personally, I like shoot what I can and like how fast I can.
Cool.
Very good, and keep doing that.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you,
Mike. Got anything?
Off time, like when you're just at home relaxing or hanging out with your friends, do you catch yourself thinking about something you want to do with shooting or something you want to try different?
Yes, like this year I shot, like I focused with one gun, and I know next year that I want to shoot my three guns that I have. And so, yeah, like I'll catch myself like thinking about shooting because I do it a lot.
But that's a good thing. Like, yes. Now, at the same time you're thinking about shooting, have you ever like sat there, something comes up and you just look at your dad and say, hey, I wonder what's the difference between the trigger between this CZ and this Glock or whatever?
And yes, we've had those like conversations and thoughts before.
Okay.
Well, with that, I think we're coming up onto the top of the hour here, so we'll start shutting things down. Let me start by throwing out, I did look up earlier the Facebook page for the South Texas Shooters. So if you want to follow Issa and the rest of the kiddos down there, I'll throw that out if YouTube will let me. Yeah, it looks like it's working. And I've got some technical difficulties going on here. Hopefully they don't affect me too much. But let me get that link out if you want to follow along there. Give me just a second. Hang on. There we go. Maybe that fixed it. Okay. And yeah, while I'm at it, I'm going to throw out gear websites because, like I said, they are now helping make this possible. So go check out some of the swag, the stickers, the patches, the other cool stuff over that direction. And then what else do we got? We'll talk about the giveaway because we got so busy talking to Issa here. I forgot to mention it at the bottom of the hour. But yeah, when this goes to replay, both on YouTube and over at Gunstreamer, and let me drop that link for Gunstreamer onto you out there in the chat real quick. But once this goes into replay on YouTube and Gunstreamer, there will be a question in the comments. Simply go there, reply to that question within 24 hours, and you will get one entry into the drawing for YouTube, and another one if you so choose to go follow us and answer that question as well over on Gunstreamer. So yeah, let's run this through the room. We'll see if Mike and or Ghost has anything they need to cover. Mike, what you got going on? Anything you need to plug?
Only thing I got going on is next week, you know, I'll be hanging out with James Yeager. So going down there and taking one of his courses. That's a week long. And for anybody that's willing, the GoFundMe is still active. So visit GoFundMe.com/M-W Tactical. And the minimum you can give is $5. So that's the only thing I'm asking everybody. Donate at least $5 and let's get some sheriffs into jiu-jitsu training, some kids into summer camp, and starting the voter, getting the word out for voting.
Good stuff. Thanks for jumping on, Mike, and helping. Appreciate it as always.
Anytime.
And Ghost, what do you got, buddy?
Not a whole lot. Thanks for having me. It was great talking with Issa and Rob. I just want to kind of go out there, like, you know, I kind of split one of two things, and usually it's either turn your cameras on or go shoot. Tonight I'm going to say go shoot. Go to the range. Take someone with you. If you're someone that could be interested in guns, take them, because the first time we all pull a trigger, We all remember that adrenaline rush. So if you think someone is interested and they might be a little scared, take them with you. Make sure that they understand the safety rules of shooting, but just let them enjoy it. Understand that, you know, it's not just, you know, for self-protection. Sometimes it's just for fun and going out to a range and having a really good time putting lead down range. So get out there and shoot as much as you can this weekend. Take someone with you and introduce them to guns.
All righty. And as always, Ghost, thanks for helping out. Really appreciate it, bro. So, Rob.
Anytime, and I love it. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Rob and Issa, it has been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
And you are obviously welcome back anytime. I know that once the season picks up, you'll probably be busy. but if you ever want to come back, talk about, you know, new things that you're doing, then just contact me. Feel free. We'd love to have you.
Thank
you. Likewise, the invitation's always open.
All righty. And with that, everybody, we are going to get out of here. Remember that we've got the Nerd Chat. We've got After Hours tomorrow night. That happens at 11 p.m. Eastern. Until then, take care. Bye.
Bye.